Okay, here we go. We are on Moed Katan, the bottom of Yidalet on the base. About Aser B'Tisporet. I don't think this was in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah talked about in Megalchin, which is shaving. Tisporet is more of a haircut. So here, the Gemara is really saying this. Yeah? I don't know if they're quoting from something or not. It's referring to a mourner, someone who is obviously in a shloshim or something like that. So says the Gemara, Midika Amar Luhu Rachmana Livnei Aaron Rashechem Al Tifra'u, from the fact that it says by the Kohanim that your head you shall not shave clean. How do you translate Tifra'u?
Do not leave your head unshorn.
Don't leave your head unshorn. I mean, you have to cut your hair. I mean, cut your hair. We talked about this in Tanis. It sounds like for everybody else, it would be Aser. The Rosh Hashanah Tifra is in the aftermath of Nadav HaNaviyu dying. Meaning that you have to cut your hair for them, for Kohanim, despite the fact that typically if somebody in your family dies, you do have to refrain from cutting your hair. You, Al Tivro. You, don't let it grow out. Some Menudin Mutzura and Mahin B'Tisboros. What about them? If they, I assume this means if they're Havelim. Tashma Menudin Mutzura and Asur and Masafra Lochaves. They are not allowed to cut their hair or to launder. They're more strict. They don't have this exception like the Kohanim. So Menuda Shemes. Someone who's excommunicated, ultimately dies. So then, what happens? Based in Silkliness, I don't know. You put stones on his casket.
So the stones as kafa.
Stones.
They
basically, he was an excommunicated person.
Place
stone. So clean is an interesting word. But apparently he was still in a state of excommunication, meaning he had done something that got him kicked out of the community, right? Pretty bad. So in order to sort of make amends, he's got to sort of have a chit-chat with the Chachamim and sort of confess that he's not going to do whatever he did, stuff like that. But he never actually did that. So now we're stuck. What do we do with him? So they say you should stone his coffin as his kapara or something. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo shemidu leva gal avanim gal shuk achan. It's not that you actually put a bunch of stones on top of his grave. Ela based in sholchan manichan evan gedola al arono. You just put one big stone. This right sounds like actually the Yisra of Skila. La mechash komen es nade umes vini duyo based in sholchan es arono. Okay, I don't know who teaches you that. But anyone who is... anyone who dies in excommunication, so then he gets stoned. Okay? And it's, I guess, in some ways similar to the actual stoning procedure.
Yeah, it says it's a symbolic gesture.
Of the actual of skila.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Of Avel. Oh, did I say Aval? Is that where I got you? The beginning of it says Aval Aser B'Tisporet. I was reading it as if it was a continuation of something else. And then I'm like, I don't know if we said that. It's because the word is Avel, not Aval. Classic mess up. Avel is a mourner. So Avel Chai Ba'ativa Sarosh. That in Avel, a mourner is also Chayv, is obligated in this thing called Ativa Sarosh. We should know Ativa Sarosh because we do this with our talis. And when we put them on, we say the bracha, we wrap it around our heads as if to say that we are being mitzatef b'tzitzit. So what does that mean? So when you're a mourner, you sort of wrap your head as if to sort of as a mourning practice.
What do you wrap around your head?
Anything. I don't know if it's saying talis specifically, but any type of cloth. It's like a shawl of some kind. It's kamar le'rachmana le'chezko v'losa te'al safam. Because Yechezko was said to Yechezko that he should not do this. You're right, same as the Kohanim. We learned from the implication of Yechaz, the implication of the instruction for Yechaz not to do it, that everybody else is supposed to do it. What about someone who's actually that they do actually sit and are misatif, like mourners. I guess is that only when they're mourners? When it says that someone who is a... Oh, this is not talking about Midas, they're not talking about those who are excommunicated. It's talking about regular, you know, Rabbanim who are trying to get some kind, they're in some kind of fast day, and they're trying to get some rain. And this is the Gemara in Tanis. So it says that you would sit down and they would misatef like someone who is excommunicated. So it implies that you're allowed to wrap yourself up if you're excommunicated. Not just talking about excommunicated people, but like that's what they do. So Amar Abaye, Dilma Menuda LaShemayim Shani Tuchamir. Maybe it's different when you're Menuda LaShemayim, meaning that somebody who is doing the wrong thing, he's doing tshuva or something like that, and he had been excommunicated from heaven, whatever that means. The lack of rain is one example, meaning there's something that Hashem, you've got to make amends with Hashem, not with another person or a community. So maybe there's different when we're talking about that. So Mitzorah, Malavat Yevus HaRosh, what about a Mitzorah? So that sounds like it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yosef and Abaye. Mitzorah, Malavat Yevus HaRosh, Tashema. What about someone who's a Mitzorah? V'yasafam Yatev from Yechezkel, Mechal Sheh, Chayvat Yevus HaRosh. Was Yechezkel a Mitzorah in that situation? Hold on, is this? Oh, this is not Yechezkel's pasuk. Yechezkel's lo sata al safam. This is the al safam yateh, which is referring to the mitzora. How do you translate the word safam yateh? On their borders, on their clothing, on their... Yal safam yateh. I didn't translate it. On your lips.
Veil himself up to his lips.
Veil himself up to his lips.
Means a mustache in
right, okay.
And I think it
means uh-huh. So it means you're covering yourself up to your lips, okay? But that means that the Mitzorah is Chayev in Ativas HaRosh. Shema Amina. Okay. Avel also only has tefillin. And Avel is not allowed to wear, is prohibited from wearing tefillin. So you're going to say, wait a second, that doesn't make any sense. So we'll hold off for a second. Because Hashem said to Yechezkel, Perecha chavu shalecha. We learned this Gemara in Shabbos afternoon shir once. That Perecha chavu shalecha, that he says to Yechezkel, you have to put on tefillin. But that implies that everybody else is not supposed to. Menu demahava tefillin. What about someone who's excommunicated? Should he put on tefillin? Should he not do a mitzvah? So take him. Mitzorah, ma'al b'tzillin. Mitzorah, what about tzillin? Tashema, v'hatzaru'a, l'rabos kohen gadol. That the words, v'hatzaru'a, I think we did this yesterday at some point, that comes to include the kohen gadol, that he even, you know, he's also a mitzorah. B'gadol yufru'umim, shiyu mikura'im, that his clothing should be ripped and torn, roshi yifura, and his head, the hair should grow long, and pre elegidol se'ar, he should grow long, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Namra, Havaya, Barosh. It says, Barosho, Yihiyah. Sorry, what? The word Yihiyah. And it also says, V'namra, Havaya, Beveget. That it says, Begadav, Yufurumim. Yihiyu. Yihiyu always implies there's like a continuation of whatever was before. So, Havaya, Hamur, Beveget, Ledavar, Davar, Shechutz, Megufo. Havaya Barosh, Davar Shechutz Megufo. Both of those things, Havaya, are things that you continue to have on your body or on your head. So my labat atfilin. Maybe that's referring to tefillin. There's something on his head that continues, that's the tefillin. Interesting. Drasha. So Amar Papalo Akumta Vasudra. It's referring to his hat and to his handkerchief?
Turban.
But Akumta is a hat.
sudra as a turban. Okay. So this Gemara in Tefillin, I was expecting it to be a little longer than this. We do paskin that a onen doesn't wear tefillin, but an avel, meaning after post barrel, you do wear tefillin. Just didn't feel like they should explain everything. Oh, we're going to talk about it later. I will talk about it next week. Okay, Ava Oster B'Shel Shalom, that you're not supposed to say hello. I just talked about this. Why did I talk about this? Oh, I talked about this on Shabbat afternoon in terms of saying Shabbat Shalom. Saying Shabbat Shalom after Manhat Mincha. After Mincha on Shabbos, Moshe, David, Yosef all died after Mincha, so then there is such a Minhag to not say good Shabbos to anybody after Mincha because of this halakha. You're not supposed to say hi. You're not supposed to be welcoming and you know, have small talk. The Kamalei Rachman Lecheskel, Hey Anik Dom. Hey Anik Dom. I don't know what those words are. Dom means quiet, but what's Hey Anik?
Breathe and be silent.
Breathe?
Grieve.
Grieve. Grieve. I'm not familiar with that word. Okay. Grieve and be silent. I should have used that in the drasha I said last year about Reminds me of Lo Yidom. Menudah Ma'abu Shelo Shalom. What about someone who's asking me? Is he allowed to say, "Hey, how you doing?" I'm Rav Yosef Tashma. Shelo Shalom Shbein Adam Chaver Kavnei Adam and Nizuf and Makom. Saying hi to somebody else at the Gemara in Tanis. I don't remember, obviously. If you say hi to somebody else, it's like a person is disgusting to Hashem. I assume this is referring to specifically an excommunicated person, although I don't see that in that Gemara. But it's referring to Av, the month of Av. Maybe that's why I don't remember it. You're not supposed to, on Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to say hi and have a joyful conversation with people, because that's disgusting. You're supposed to be mourning and you're saying, making small talk. So Amar Le'Abaye, Dilma Menudah L'Shamayim Sh'ani D'Chamer, maybe Tisha B'Av is different because it's for Hashem. So Mitzor Ma'al V'Shel Shalom, again, same Gachlok as Rav Yosef and Abaye there. Mitzor Ma'al V'Shel Shalom, not just Atiyah V'Sarosh, which is what we learned, not just covering yourself, wrapping yourself, which is what we learned from this pasuk before, but now we're saying that you should also cover up until your lip, meaning that your lip should be sealed, that the mitzora should be sort of excommunicated and like a mourner. And they say, yeah. Bryce implies that would also be. So it says the Gemara of Nifsho Mina, Leminuda, why don't you learn out to be excommunicated individual that also can't say hi, just like we say by the Mitzorah. And it says, Shayu Kiminuda V'Chavel. And before we were Mesupak, before we were having a doubt, which one is it? Are you allowed to speak or not speak? So make chit chat with people. So the Gemara says, Amar of Achabar Penchas Mishvedra Vyosig Mikitani Sha'asr. Does it say Sha'asr? No, it says Shein Kiminut of Echavel. You should be like the excommunicated and like the mourner. V'mili Achronisa. Maybe it's referring to other things, not to saying hi to people. V'asr Nam B'Shel Shalom. And the Brisa comes along to say, you should be like them, and you should be, and you shouldn't say hi to people. So you can't necessarily prove from the fact that the Mitzorah is like the Menuda, and that he can't say hi, that therefore the Menudah also can't say hi. That's not necessarily a real good proof. Okay, Avel Aser B'Divrei Torah. And Avel is not allowed to learn. Dom, be quiet. Right? We said, hey, Anik, Dom, grieve in silence. So Menudah Ma'al B'Divrei Torah, what if that was someone who's excommunicated? He's the Yilhatla Namur Yosatashim Menudah Shonen V'Shonin Lo. It says explicitly in the Braisa that he's allowed to teach others and he's allowed to learn from others. Nizkar v'nizkarin lo. He can be paid and he can have others who are paid to do work for him also. Muhram. What's the difference between Muda and Muhram?
Karen is more severe.
I assume that. But in a practical sense? Just as more severe. It's not like how far away you get sent out or how many, you know, what kind of, okay?
Well, there's at least, that's exactly it. We'll see you
later. Oh, I was going to talk about it? Okay. So mukram lo shanim v'lo shonim lo. Someone who is in chayrim doesn't learn and doesn't get taught. Lo niskar v'lo niskar and lo. It has nothing to do with business. No one's going to hire him, or he can't be worked for. Alav shonu l'atzmo sh'lo yafsik asli midol. He can teach himself. He has no interaction with other people with learning, but he's got to learn. V'lo z'lo chanus katana b'shvil parnasas. So we make him like a little store. Interesting. V'amarav zabuni maya befakta daravos. You give him a water, he becomes a water merchant?
He can sell water in the market.
In the market, which is named Aravos.
In the valley of Aravos, which is a very dry place. There's no water there.
Uh-huh. Shmamina.
He can sell water in the desert.
Right.
Okay. Is that an insult?
It's probably a lucrative position, but it probably is a lot of work. Right, I guess. And water to the desert. It's not easy. Okay. Mitzorma with the Ritra, what a Mitzor. So we've already established the Menuda can learn from others and teach others. But the someone who's in Chayim can only teach himself, learn himself. What about a Mitzor? Now with the Ritra, what a Shema. V'odatam livanecha v'livnei vanecha. It's referring to teaching the halacha, teaching the Torah to your children and your children's children. And then right afterwards, it says, Yom HaShem Shema Zolzenei Hashem HaKabit. And it's teaching you not just the Torah, but the day that this is famous, I believe, commentary from the Ramban on this pasuk, that you have to teach your children about Har Sinai. Teach them what happened about Revelation, because it is a foundational episode in our faith, that Hashem spoke this to 2 million people. So Malahala, and what is, just like afterwards, Be'ema over year of the rest of Isaiah, just like Har Sinai, that moment at that revelation was given with all this fear and trembling. So to what? The learning and the teaching was also done with trembling. So Mikan Amra Zama Mitzrayim Nidos, those who are Zavin, Mitzoras, and people that had relations with Anida. Mutaran likros v'tora v'anavim v'tzuvim v'lishnos v'midrash u'v'tamar v'halach v'agados. Because they're so worried, they're so they have sort of like a high anxiety, so they're allowed to learn from these things, because they also have this trembling, either because of their tumah status or because of what they've done. Ubali krayin. Those who have any mission at night, even though their tumah is not as stringent, they're asurin, because due to their less stringent status, they have less of a trembling. Shema mina, because it said in the middle over there that the Mitzorah is allowed to learn Torah. That a Mitzorah is allowed to learn Torah. Aval aser b'tichboses, the person is not allowed to launder their clothing during the avelos. I don't know who's talking about. This is talking about Yoav, the officer Yoav, Avshalom was after Avshalom. Was running away, and Yoav wanted to bring him back. No, David wanted to bring Yoav started to die. I don't exactly know. Yoav is trying, maybe he's trying to get, I don't understand what the context is, but Yoav is taking a woman and saying to him to act as a mourner, to wear clothing of a mourner, and to not lather her, not anoint herself. You should be like this. Why is he?
We're trying to learn that a mourner doesn't.
Yeah, I know. I get that. I get the pasuk clearly talks about how the part of being an avel is wearing specific types of clothing and not doing specific things. I just don't know what the context of that episode was.
Someone was trying to teach David HaMelech a lesson. Maybe Yoav?
I don't know.
I don't remember the incident.
Yeah, all right. That's the pasuk. Menu the Mitzrayim Mahayim Tichvos. That's what about a menu, excommunicated in a Mitzrayah? Tashema, Menu Dinu Mitzrayah, and Asur in the Safra Lechabes, Shraminah, pretty clear. It's in a Mishnah already. It's in a Brisa already. You're not allowed to. Okay. Avel Chai V'Kriya. A mourner is obligated in tearing Kriya. Yeah. The Kamar Lu Rachmana Liv Ne'aron Lo Tifromu. That your clothing should not wear out. Right, like our drushes from before, if they're told it not to do it, that means that we should do it. We don't know about someone who's asking. Mitzor Mal B'Kriya Tashema Big Temple. You Vermim Shik Mikorain. Shnamina. You should tear your clothing. Shnamina. That's one time. Mitzor is different from the Menuda. Avel Chayvich Kefia Samita. And Avel is obligated to turn over his bed, meaning to do it in a weird, to turn it around, so that the, I guess, more comfortable part is on the floor, maybe?
Yes.
The tiny bar
kafara. Legs point upwards.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. But the tiny bar kafara. Demus diokno nasati bahem. What does that mean? Hashem has given them an image.
I bestowed a likeness of my image on mankind.
Okay. Ubaminosism of Hafachtia. And through their sins, I flipped it over.
Okay. When the person dies, the divine image is removed.
Okay, I'm not really sure where this comes from. It's not a pasuk, right? It's just Baruch Kapara saying this. Menudah Mitzrayah Mahim B'Kfiyas Mitz Take, we don't know. Avo Asa B'Kfiyas Malacha. Now I was not allowed to go to work. D'Chsev Afakti Chageichem La'Evel. This pasuk in Amos. Ma'achag Asa B'Malacha Af Avo Asa B'Malacha. Just like you can't work on Yantif, you can't work on during your avelos. The menu d'mava says malacha. What about someone who says menu d'mava? Rabbi Yehuda Tashema. She'amru asr b'sias malacha. Lo amru el b'yom. Avavalayla mutzer. When it says you're not allowed to do work, so we only said that during the daytime, but the nighttime you're allowed to. Why? It says over there that you're not allowed to do other things also. You can't wear leather, you can't wash. And similarly, you find by a menuza and an avel, meaning by the, this is the reference to those who are fasting for the, those who are fasting for the tanis, for the rain, like we've talked about in the Gemara's over there. So that whole issue is only by the daytime, not by the nighttime. And then it said in that Mishnah, I guess it was a Mishnah or not, it said in that Mishnah, so too by someone who's excommunicated and someone who is an avel, someone who is a mourner. So my lava kulhu, doesn't that refer to all of the aspects of it, meaning not only the washing and the leather shoes, but also not working. So lo ashara, really, when the Brisa says you also find similarly by an excommunicated person and someone who is a mourner, that's referring to all the other things, like covering your head, but not in terms of working. Tashma menu the shona shonen v'shonen lo niskav niskan lo shma mina. It talks about, we already said this on the previous amud, that he can learn from others and you can teach others and learn others, and he can also be hired out to work. So we know from menu that he's allowed to. But mitzora malvus says malach take. We don't know about someone who's a mitzora. Avel aser berachitza. Someone who's a mourner is not allowed to fully wash their hands, fully wash their bodies. Yachsev, because it says again by the Yoav pasuk v'yatzufuchi shemen v'chizu v'chasicha, and washing is even more stringent than just anointing. We love the malvus berachitza. What about someone who's excommunicated? Some are v'yosef hashema.
Even though
It has said that when we say you can't wash, that's referring to your entire body. But when it comes to your face, hands, and feet separately, so then you would be allowed to. And so too it is with an excommunicated person and a mourner. So my lama kulu, does that not imply that everything that we just said in the Braisa, meaning the Isra of the Rechitza also, applies equally to a menudet and avel? Lo, ashara really is referring to the other things in terms of washing, but not in terms of... Sure. It's the only thing that we have in our Mishnah, in the Braisa. Ashara, but not on Rechitza. Unclear. I guess it's the other thing that we talked about before, in terms of, haircuts and what have you, that we talked about before, learning. But here, it's not talking about washing. That the menudah might not be prohibited from washing. It's our ma'al berachitza take, we don't know. Avel, asr b'niyas ha-santal, someone who's a mourner is not allowed to wear leather shoes, what we interpret to be leather shoes. He says to Yechezkel, when his wife died, that he should wear his shoes, mechazikul yam asr, everyone else not. So again, what about somebody who is excommunicated? Is he allowed to wear shoes? Amr of Yosef Tashmak Shamr Asrina Sandal Amr Ella Zair of Albadera Mutter. Now when it says you're not allowed to wear shoes, that's referring to only in the city, but in the field you're allowed to, because I guess it's much harder to walk without shoes in the way on the path. So Hakeitzad Yasladerh Noel Nichnas Lircholis. You go out into the outside of the city to walk on the highway, whatever, so then you can put your shoes on. You come back into the city where people are, so then you have to take them off. The same phrase. And similarly, you find by someone who's excommunicated and who is an avel, meaning those two things still go together. So, because before we're not talking about them, but now we're extrapolating from that to them. So, my lava. Kulu lo ashara mitzora ma'oni yusandal teiku. Same exact Gemara three times in a row. Avel asr v'tasha shemitah. It says that an avel is not allowed to have relations with his wife, or a wife with her husband. How do we know? Because the pasuk says by David and Bathsheba that he slept with her. Michladi meikara aser vayinachem David es Bathsheba ishto, and he consoled her, and then only after he consoled her, meaning after the mourning period, then they were together. Okay. Interesting drasha there. But, hold on. Oh, that's not talking about, yeah, it's talking about the child who died. Okay. Menudah ma'avutash shemitah, what about someone who's excommunicated? Some rabbi yosutash shemakolos nishan sheyusram amidivar menudah and hayu. When the Jewish people were in the desert, they were considered excommunicated from Eretz Yisrael. And they did have relations. So Amalei Abaye, V'dilma Menudah Shemayim Shani, Zikil. Maybe when it comes to your status from between you and Hashem, it's different, and therefore they were allowed to. So Kiel says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Kiel, it was less stringent. V'ha Amar Tchamir. You said that it's more that the Chamer that Menudah Shemayim is more Chamer. When it came to Tisha B'Av, when it came to what was the other one? When it came to the drought that they were asking for rain, we said that those applied, but not to an avel. So Sapuk Misafkalei says the Gemara, we didn't really know. Abaye didn't know which one was more chomer. Zil hacha kamadachilei, v'zil hacha kamadachilei. Right, you have to be machmer in both directions. I think that's what it's saying. Mitzora ma'avatash shmita. What about a mitzora? So basically, the same thing as we said before between Rav Yosef and Abaye, that it's unclear between the two of them what the halach would be. What about someone who's in Mitzora? Can they have relations to Hashem? Adetan v'ashem v'chuslalo, you go outside of your tesh. You k'menudah, chaval v'asr tesh shmita, you should be like someone who's, this is referring to a Mitzora, explicitly. So you should be like an excommunicated in an avel. You're not allowed to have relations. But in alo ala yishtosh nemar alechem war lahem shivu lacham la'alechem. As we said, even last week's parasha, but it says, in this is a pasuk later on in the Devarim, where it's recalling it, that Hashem says, go back to your tents. So obviously, the same question that we had a few times ago, why don't you learn from here where it says that the Mitzora is treated like an excommunicated and mourning person, that they're not allowed to have relations. So they say, so how do you learn from there that someone who's a mutter, that an excommunicated person, is not allowed to have relationships? Why is it that Rabbi Yosef and Abayi were arguing about it before? So Rav Huna, Rav Pinchas, Mishmei Rav Yosef, Sha'aser. It says, Miketani Sha'aser. Does it say that there actually is prohibited? No. It says, be like the excommunicated and the mourner. But it doesn't say that literally when it comes to this halacha, you should follow like them. Just that the usher, nami b'tash m'shamita, when it comes to the mitzvah, not only are you like an excommunicated person and a mourner, but you're also prohibited from having relations. And that's not an unnecessary way to read it, but it's a possible way to read it, and therefore it can't be approved. Avel enu m'shalef karbonos, but someone who's an avel, the mourner, is not allowed to bring his karbonos. Tana the Bryce says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, shlamim b'zman shu shalem, v'lo b'zman shu onei, that someone who brings a shlamim, specifically covering shlamim though, can only bring it when they are full, they're complete, they have a certain sort of yishuv hadas. I don't know how to translate. They're complete in their thinking, as opposed to an onin who is their thoughts are all over the place. They can't think straight. What about someone who's excommunicated? Can he bring the karmanos? Amar Avilsa Tashma Kol Osin Shana Shayu Sama Midbar Menudim Hayu Veshalchu Karmanos Hayam. Right, they brought karbanos in the midbar, and they were considered excommunicated from Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Le'Abayi V'Dominuido Shemayim Shani Zekiel. Maybe when it comes to being excommunicated from Hashem as opposed to the community, then that's different. So says the Gemara, the same exact question. Kiel v'Hamart Chamir. Didn't you say that it was more of Machmir that you're Menudel Shemayim, and therefore we can't learn out from there to be stringent? So says Abayi, no. Or Gemara says on behalf of Abayi, Tapuk Misafkalei V'Madchilei. Right, he didn't know, so he's just going to be Machmir. Same question as Gor. Mitzor Ma'u Shlish Karbanos. So what about someone who's Mitzor? Can he bring Karbanos? So the Pasuk says Vayechazko after he was purified, so that he was able to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So it says only afterwards, after he was purified. What does it mean after he was purified? Because we never find that he actually had to be purified. Meaning, so it must mean Achar Prishasu Min Hamais. After he left the body, meaning Shivas Yamim Yisperulo, he should count 7 days. But that means 7 days of his Avelus. Ilu Shivas Mesfiro of a Mitzorah. 7 days of his Mitzorah, not of his impurity. And then it says he brought his Karbanos. Zu Asiris Ha'efa Shalo. That's referring to that specific type of Karban that he has to do in order to start doing the Karbanos again, in order to start doing Avoda again. Okay? Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Vivo'o Yakriv, Vizmashu Ra'oi Libya, Ra'oi Lakrav, Vizmashu Enroi Libya, Enroi Lakrav, so a different way of saying it, but the same type of thing, then the Mitzvah is not allowed to bring Karbanos, either because he can't come to the base of ministry, or because he's not allowed to bring Karbanos. Either way, he's restricted from being Karbanos while he's in the Mitzvah. Okay, what a Gemara. Okay.
Yeah.
Over and over again.